This week's parasha begins Daber Obnei Yisrael V'amarta Alehem Odom Ki Yakrib Mikem Korban Lashem. And Rashi explains Odom Ki Yakrib Mikem Kishi Yakrib Bekarbonis Nedova Dibra Inyan. We're talking about over here a Korban Nedova, not a Chi of Korban, a Nedova. You chose to bring a Korban. Then the next Rashi says, Odom, explains the word Odom. Lama Nema, why does it say the word Odom over here? It doesn't say Ish, it says Odom. Ma Odom Rishon, Lo Yehikriv Min Agezel, he didn't bring from stolen things. Shakoil Hoyashaloi, everything was his. Af Atem, also you, Lo Yisakriva, don't bring Min Agezel. It's very interesting that Dibur HaMaschel of Rashi is, first he explains Odom Ki Yakrib Mikem, then he explains Odom. In the Pasuk, the word Odom comes first, and then Odom Ki Yakrib. Why does Rashi explain them the wrong way round? Secondly, Rashi is telling us Odom Ki Yakrib, Ma Odom, just like Odom didn't bring from Gezel. We've got a Pasuk, Gemara in Bava Kamma, that says, Karbonoi Veloi HaGozel. You can't bring a stolen carbon. Why does it need to learn it here from Odom? Odom didn't bring from Gezel. A shtickel Torah over here in Rashi, when it's Pashto to Drasha, Karbonoi Veloi HaGozel. So you saw a fascinating pshat, Seif Kiles Yitzchak. It's a pshat like this. That there are many things that are mutter, but Anshe Maisa, as an Inyan Chassidus, people on a high level will hold back from doing them. Be makbid on them. Chumras. Yecheskel said, Unavela Trefa Leichalti. I didn't eat Nevelas and Trefas. Yecheskel has to tell us that. So the Gemara in Chulin explains, what he meant was, he never ate bosa kuskus. What's that? He never ate from a behema, which a chacham had to paskin on. Even though it was muti, he didn't eat it. In other words, he was machmi, just in case. Or let's say, if a person has money, that best in paskind, that itofas loy meftin minei. If you grabbed it, we don't take it away from you. It's not yours, l'chatchila, but once you took it, Bezdin doesn't take it away. So he wasn't interested in money like that. That's a higher level. That's inyan of chumrah. So there's such a level like that. Now, if you're giving a present, a gift to the Rabbi Nishlon, it doesn't make sense to come and give him a gift from something that really wasn't yours. But halachically, once you took it, it's yours. That's the thing you come with a gift to the Rabbi Nishlon. Something which you had a shailas chacham about, a din and bezdin, you had a din Torah, and you won it. That's where you come to give the Rabbi Nishleider. You don't bring that for a carbon. How do we know that? Odom ki yak mikem carbon. And Odom, just like Odom didn't bring from any shailas at all, only what was his because there was nothing else, so too, when you bring any carbon, it should be something which is totally yours, not something that shailas about. But then the next Rashi says, when does that apply? It's by a korban adova, but korban adova kosam adava. It's only by an adova. Why? Because if you have a chi of korban, by a chi of korban, you cannot bring gozel. We have a drosha, karbonoi veloi hagozel. But something with just a chumrah, you can't be frum. If you have a chi of, I'm not going to bring this because there's a shaila with it. If it's paskind, it's yours, you're mechuyev to bring it. So what is not so nice? Then you can't use a frumkite. Then there's a din karbonoi veloi hagozel. Stolen you can't bring. But chumras you can't do. There's a chiyuv. So the Rashi has to bring over here. We're talking about over here karbon nedava. The next Rashi tells us, when does that din of nedava apply? That din of nedava, then you can add another thing. You don't bring something which isn't totally yours. You have to do like Odom. You don't bring something with a shail is about. But that only applies if it's a carbon adover. It doesn't apply if we'd be talking about a chi of carbon. So if first to as explained, we're talking about adover, then the next Rashi makes sense. Only then could you bring the din of Odom. Because if we're talking about a regular carbon, you wouldn't need the din of Odom. You have the regular din of carbonoi v'loya gozel. This is really a side in life. And I mentioned some of you heard it from me this week. The shaila that came to Rabbi Yashiv. Somebody came to his friend. He was going away for his Chodesh Nissan. And he gave his friend $10,000 to look after for him. So he hid it in his apartment. Came Seder night. And Seder night he left the door of his house open. Lil Shemurim. And the money got stolen. So he comes. He His friend comes, he wants his money back, says, I'm sorry, it got stolen. He says, you're pesha, you're negligent. You left the door open. Hashem yichinim is chayv m'pshia. He says, no, it wasn't a pesha at all. In halacha it says, I think it's the Magen Avraham, Leil Shimurim, there's a minhag to leave the door open. So I was mekayim the minhag in Shulchan Aruch. So they went to Rabbi Yashiv, does he have to pay or not? Rabbi Yashiv said, sure you have to pay. It's true there's a minhag to leave the door open. But Shmira, I'll show you, you have a chiyuv to be a shomer properly. So you can't use your minhagim to get out your shmira. That's a chiyuv, and that's an inyan. That's a chumrah. That's a minhag. You have to know when to use chumras, and when there's something mikadin, that always takes precedence. Okay, the next pshat I want to tell you, I saw from Rav Shon Shadron, the Sefer Lev Sholem. However, I certainly didn't learn pshat in Rashi like that. But it's a beautiful pshat. It's the way he learns pshat in Rashi. To me, it's not the pasuk pshat in Rashi. The pasuk says, Perek Beis, pasuk Aleph, V'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha. When a person brings a korban mincha, says Rashi, it uses a lashon of nefesh. Before it said Adam, now it says nefesh. Why nefesh? Mi darkoi lahakriv mincha. Who brings a mincha? Oni. A poor person brings a mincha. Hareini malalov, I count it, ki'ilu hikriv nefesh. When he brings it, it's like bringing his nefesh. It's such a mysterious nefesh. Like some of you listening to my shir. It's such a mysterious nefesh. The Torah uses a lashon of nefesh when an oni brings his korban. And so he understood, why is he mysterious nefesh? Because an oni is embarrassed to bring a mincha. He's not bringing a behemoth. Everybody else is coming to the Azorah to bring behemoths. And he's bringing only a mincha. So people are going to look down on him. It bothers him. He feels bad about it. And that's a mysterious nefesh to walk in there. He's not able to hide it. Everybody can see. It's pretty easy to see. It's not a behemoth. So the kasha is, ask Rav Shlomo Shadron, who can tell? You're in the Azara with hundreds of people. And almost every carbon you bring with it what's called a minchas nesochim. You bring a mincha with every carbon behemoth. So everybody sees you with a mincha, doesn't know you didn't bring a behemoth as well. He doesn't know you're using this mincha as the only carbon. He thinks you probably bought a behemoth as well. Who's going to realize that you're an oni? So why do you have to feel bad? Why are you embarrassed at all? And then he asks another kasha. The guy who brings an oif, who brings an oif? There's three levels of a carbon. Of a carbon oil of a yirid. There's a carbon of a behemoth. If you can't afford it, you bring an oif. If you can't afford the oif, then you bring a mincha. The one who's bringing the oif, there's not many oifers there in that Zara. It's clear you did a chet. It's clear you have no money. Nobody brings an oif. Nobody's bringing a knife, because he's choosing to bring a knife. It means you have no money. There's no oif nadova. An oif is when you can't afford. So him, everybody will notice there's an oni. So how come over there doesn't use the word nefesh by knife, when there it's much more noticeable? He's got much more reason to be embarrassed because everybody is going to know there's an oni. So he says a yesod in psychology. A poshto yesod in psychology, and that is, when the oni is bringing his mincha, there's hundreds of people there in the Azara, and hundreds of people are bringing menachos. Number one, nobody is looking at him at all. Nobody notices him. Even if they notice him, they think he probably bought a behemoth as well. They don't know he's an oni. But the person who is an oni, and he knows why he's bringing it. He's bringing it because he can't afford a behemoth. He's bringing a mincha because he's an oni. He thinks everybody's looking at him. But nobody's noticing him at all. But in life, we're like that. If somebody, because he wouldn't be negair to you, but it's happened to me. By mistake, you put on two different shoes in the morning. And you think that everybody is going to notice that you've got two shoes on. Trust me, if it's not in yeshiva, nobody notices. No, here they would notice. Nobody notices that you've got on two different... And you're so panicking every time you're trying to hide your feet under the desk, nobody should notice. Nobody's looking at shoes. Nobody's noticing what... But that's how you feel. You're so embarrassed. You've got a stain somewhere on you. You think everybody's looking at it. You ask women like that. Women think if they're wearing something and there's some little stain, that the whole world... Oi, I wore that with a stain on it the whole time. Oi, they're so embarrassed. I can't believe. Why didn't you tell me I had a stain on it? But the truth is nobody noticed the stain on it. But that's how people are. And as you grow up, you'll realize the famous yesod that they say. When you're 20, you worry what people are thinking about you. When you're 40, you don't care what people are thinking about you. And when you reach 60, you realize nobody's thinking about you. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. They care about one person. Moi. Zich. Themselves. Now the person who is bringing the oif, he really has what to be embarrassed about. Because everybody knows. Why is he bringing an oif? Because he's poor. Nobody is bringing an oif as an adava. It must be because you're poor. The Teretz is that he looks and he knows, even without seeing it, an oif is not the lowest. There's people lower than me. There's people bringing a mincha. I'm a sheni yid. I'm bringing an oif. That those people can only bring a mincha. And he thinks it's a besser mensch. He thinks it's a better person. It's a high level. As long as there's somebody below you, you don't feel bad about it at all. And this, I see this kaseda. A guy gets a 40 in a test. And he feels very upset and very bad about it. He hears one guy got 25, one guy got 15. Ah, I'm not so bad. I'm a great guy. I got a 40. You feel better as long as there's somebody below you. The pasuk says, "V'loisashpis melach bris elokecho." You have to have alcohol karboncha takriv melach. You need salt on every carbon. Listen, it's a beautiful pshat to get to Pesach as well. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei says, "Rish Lakish says, ne'ma bris b'melach." It says the word bris by salt. It says the word bris, a treaty by yisurim, by punishment. Just like the bris by salt, the melach, the salt, sweetens the meat, it makes it taste better. So too, the bris by yisurim, they sweeten and take away the sins of a person. Rabbi Yochanan says a different pshat, a kal v'chomer. Shen v'ayin, which is one of the limbs of a person, and an eved goes out to freedom. When his eye or his tooth is knocked out, yisurin, which physically hurt the whole person, can suffer the whole guf. How much more so they'll cleanse the person and give him cheres from his averas. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, we have two people telling us how sin, how yisurin, suffering, cleanses you. There are two pshatim in how punishment cleanses you. What is the difference between them? He says an interesting chilek. Shen v'ayin, when an odoin, a master knocks out his slave's tooth or eye, he can only go free if he knows who knocked it out. If it was done when he was asleep, if it was done he wasn't looking, he can't go free. He has to know to make a claim and know there was his master, and then he can go free. While the reason that salt sweetens meat, nobody has to know anything there. It's a metzias that salt helps the meat, makes it better. So according to the reason of salt making the meat better, punishment will make you better and cleanse you, even if you don't realize who gave you the punishment. But if it's the reason of we're learning from Shen V'ayin, so just like Shen V'ayin, you have to know it's the master, so too you're only going to get a kapora for your avoidance with your suffering if you recognize you didn't fall and hurt yourself because you didn't look where you were going. It was the Ribbono Shel Olam who did it to you. He wanted you to suffer. It's a kapara of your avoinus. You have to recognize and look, what did I do wrong? Only then will you get a kapara. People will say something goes right, wrong. Oh, let it be a kapara. It's only going to be a kapara if you recognize it from the Ribbono Shel Olam, according to Rabbi Yochanan's reason. According to Reish Lakish, punishment will automatically cleanse you. And he says, with this, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you can understand with it a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says in Shmoyis Parak Vav Pasuk Hey, "V'gam ani shemati esnakas bnei Yisrael." I heard the cries of Klai Yisrael. What are they crying? Hashem Mitzrayim avidim oisom. I hear them crying. What are they crying? They're crying not because they're averus. They're crying because they look at it. The Mitzrayim, not the Ribbono Shel Olam, is doing it to them. Who is doing it to them? It's Mitzrayim who is hurting them. So Mitzrayim is doing it to them. According to Rav Shlakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no kapora. They don't recognize from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the pasuk continues and says, "Va'ezker esbrisi, but I remembered my treaty." What does it mean, I remember my treaty? I remember my treaty, the bris, it says, by salt. Just like by salt, salt cleanses. Yisurim, punishment, also cleanses. Salt cleanses, even if the meat doesn't know where it's coming from. So too, punishment cleanses, even if you don't know it's from the Ribbono Shel'Olam. It automatically cleanses. So the Ribbono Shel'Olam says, I heard the cries of Klal Yisrael. They thought it was from Mitzrayim, but ve'ezkos berisi. I remember the bris melach, that is a kapara, whatever happens. Perek Dalet Pasuk Chaf Ches says, "Oy hoyde lov chatosa shechota vehevi karbonoi siiras izim tmima." You bring a goat. That is Pasuk Perek Dalet Chaf Ches. Pasuk Lamed Beis says im keves yavi. So in Chaf Ches is the goat, and in Lamed Beis is a lamb. The Gemara says, the Mishnah, last Mishnah in Krisa says, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, you always see in the Torah, it always writes, Kvosim before Izim. First lambs and then goats. Look at every parasha of the Karbonis. Look at them always. Always Kvosim, then Izim. So I would think if it writes Kvosim first, means that Kvosim are better. Meaning if somebody says, Hare Olai Oila, and he owns both a lamb and a goat, I would think he has to bring a lamb, because a lamb is better than a goat. It always writes lamb first. That gets kedima. Says the Gemara Talmud Loima. Reb Shimon says, we have a pasuk in this week's parasha that says, Im keves, yovi karbono lechatos. It says im keves, and before the lamb, we have over here in Chaf Ches, it had the goat and then the lamb. One time it puts first the goat and then the lamb to tell me they're equal. If you want, you can choose whichever you want. So it's interesting. So why did the Gemara do that? Why did the Pasuk do that? Why did it put lambs first every time and then you get confused? And then here it puts the goat first. It would make more sense to mix them up every time. So I saw a beautiful chab, Sefer Shol Rav, of why it's like that. The Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis says, Reb Zera asked Reb Yehuda, they are trying to understand things in the Bria as well. And he asked him, when you see animals walking, in those days they dealt a lot with animals and saw animals a lot. So he says, I always notice that the goats always walk in front of the lambs, in front of the sheep. Why do the goats always go in front? What is it? So Rabbi Yehuda answered, Kabriyase Shalaylam. It's like the creation of the world. That the goats, and though I guess then would it, dark color, and the lambs were light, were white. So it says like the creation of the world. It's a simitu. First came Choshech, first there was darkness, and then there was Oir, and then there was light. That's the Gemara. So in other words, day follows night. And that's how we, in Halacha, is like that. But by Kodshim, it's the other way around. By Kodshim, first you have day, and you ever bring a korban, and you can eat it for a day and a night. It's the day and the following night. In Kodshim, night follows the day. Shlomim, well, Shlomim is different. You have day, night, day. But all Karbonis, you have it, a day and a night, the day is Shecht, and the following night. Kodshim, the rule is, night follows day. So therefore, it makes sense. When the Torah writes the parashas of Karbonis, even though normally the Izim always walk first, because dark goes, night goes before day, that's in the Bria normally. But Kodshim is different. In Kodshim, day follows night. So here it always writes the Kvosim first. That's why over here it always writes the Kvosim first. And then it puts the day first, the Kvosim, which are light. And then you put the Izim last. One time you have to switch in our Pasha to teach me. It's not halachically like that. But it wanted to show you the normal way. The din in Karbonis always is night follows day and not day follows night, the Shabbos.